What Katie Did by Susan Coolidge. Read by Lorelei King. Katie's name was Katie Carr. She lived in the town of Burnett in a large square house with a porch in front, over which roses and clematis made a thick bower. On one side of the house was an orchard. On the other were wood piles and barns. Behind was a kitchen garden sloping to the south, and behind that a pasture with a brook in it, and butternut trees, and four cows. There were six of the Carr children, four girls and two boys. Katie, the oldest, was 12 years old. Little Phil, the youngest, was 4, and the rest fitted in between. Clover was next in age to Katie. Elsie was 8. Then came Dory, a pudgy boy who was 6, and Joanna, a year younger, whom the children called Johnny. Dr. Carr, their father, was a dear, kind, busy man who was away from home all day, and sometimes all night, too, taking care of sick people. The children hadn't any mother. She had died when Phil was a baby. In her place, there was Aunt Izzy, a small woman, sharp-faced and thin, very neat and particular about everything. She meant to be kind to the children, but they puzzled her much, because they were not a bit like herself when she was a child. The children were quite fond of Aunt Izzy, but they didn't exactly love her, I fear. Oh, and I must tell you about Ceci Hall. She was a great friend of the children's and lived in the house next door. Ceci spent 2/3 of her time at Dr. Carr's and was exactly like one of the family. She was a neat, pink-and-white girl with slim hands which never looked dirty. How different from my poor Katie. And Katie.